This is the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. This week, Monocle's Asia Editor-at-Large, Kenji Hall, asks, what's next for Yuriko Koike?
The landslide victory of Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike's party in elections for the Tokyo Metropolitan Assembly showed that she has built a solid base of supporters in the Japanese capital. But it also marks a pivotal moment in Koike's political career.
Today, people prefer to have something new or somebody new. Or in order to change society, people would like to have something new or somebody new.
She has emerged as the only politician who poses a real threat to the dominance of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's Liberal Democratic Party. Even the largest of the opposition parties in the national parliament, the Democratic Party, has struggled to make its presence felt since getting ousted from power in late 2012. In the Tokyo Assembly election, Koike's Tokyo Citizens First Party and its allies captured 79 of the 127 seats. The LDP, which previously had 57 seats, won a mere 23. The majority assures that Koike can push through her policy agenda of increasing transparency, reducing wasteful spending, and getting rid of special privileges for assembly legislators. Koike, who was previously defense minister and environment minister, took office a year ago as the first female governor of this city of 13.7 million residents. At the time, she was a member of the ruling party. She had to defy the party's wishes to announce her candidacy. Since her election, she has clashed with LDP assembly members repeatedly. She suspended the relocation of Tsukiji, the world's largest fish market, after tests showed contamination at the new site. She has pushed for an ordinance to ban smoking in public places. And she has fought with LDP lawmakers who head the 2020 Olympics Organizing Committee over the budget and other issues. The view that she is looking out for the interests of voters was what won many to her side. It's also made LDP assembly members appear out of touch and obstructionist, despite their claims that Koike is indecisive.
Actually, it was an encouragement for me, because his message gave me a lot of chance.
It's still unclear how far Koike can extend her influence. Her Tokyo Citizens First Party is untested on the national stage. It also clearly benefited from scandals in the LDP. There was one in which the prime minister was seen as favoring a longtime friend and school administrator with a nationalistic agenda. There was the defense minister's gaffe in which she claimed the military supported the LDP. And there was an LDP party member who bullied and beat an aide. What makes Koike seem more formidable than other politicians that have done battle with the LDP is her background. As a former senior LDP lawmaker, she knows Prime Minister Abe's party inside and out. As a former journalist, she knows how to work the media limelight to her advantage. And as a mentor of young would-be politicians through seminars she's begun in recent months, she knows that bringing in new blood will be the key to replacing many of the elderly men who now control the LDP. All of this gives her a better chance at upending the status quo than anyone else in recent memory. And who knows? She might even have a shot at the country's highest office in the not-so-distant future.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Kenji Hall. The Foreign Desk will be back on Saturday. Make sure you subscribe to get each new episode. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.